USA Radio News with Wendy King.
After several nights of sometimes violent protests over the death of George Floyd, people are wondering when it will stop. Police cars were torched on the streets of Philadelphia. Curfews have been set in cities across the nation. Protests are underway in most big cities, including Los Angeles, Miami, and Washington, D.C. This marks the sixth day of violence and unrest across the country. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lansbottom tells CBS News Face the Nation she knows how angry people are, but violence doesn't help.
I understand the frustration. The frustration is real and the anger is warranted. But the violent eruptions won't offer us any solutions right now.
She says two police officers have been fired after body camera footage shows they used excessive force during a protest. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
More protesters and vandals at the White House. WTLP reporter Steve Dresner is on the scene.
Well, apparently law enforcement officials have released some type of pepper spray into the air, moving the crowds back a bit. I just talked to one young lady who said it was definitely pepper spray.
There's more evidence that the coronavirus was circulating in the U.S. as much as a month prior to the first confirmed local case in February. According to research from the CDC's COVID-19 response team, genetic analysis of early cases suggests a single line of coronavirus imported from China began circulating in the U.S. between January 18th and February 9th. Genetic analysis of the early Washington state strains of coronavirus indicate they sprang from a common ancestor, which existed between mid-January to early February. The conclusion is that in many cases, the virus can be spread by people who show few or no symptoms. You're listening to USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Food prices are still rising as the coronavirus pandemic drags on, and meat eaters are especially affected, as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes.
Supermarket customers are paying more for beef and pork than they have in decades during the coronavirus pandemic. That is, the biggest meat processing companies are paying farmers and ranchers historically low prices. Politico reports the Agriculture Department and federal prosecutors are now investigating whether the meatpacking industry is fixing or manipulating prices. The Department of Justice looking at the four largest meatpackers, Tyson Foods, JBS, National Beef, and Cargill, which collectively control about 85% of the U.S. meat market. The USDA is also reportedly looking into it, according to the Ag Chief Sonny Perdue. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
While President Trump rails against the prospect of mail-in voting this November, states affected by the coronavirus are moving ahead with plans for mail-in voting. CBS's Bill Rakoff.
The pandemic has prompted a total of 17 states to postpone their presidential primaries and expand their mail ballot access. Some states, like Rhode Island, Georgia, and Maryland, are sending out ballot application forms to registered voters. Five states, meanwhile, Colorado, Hawaii, Oregon, Utah, and Washington, already have all-mail elections. They consist of a mix of sending ballots to registered voters and opening up limited polling centers for those that wish to vote in person.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.